720 WGN. It is Dane here with you high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And I don't know what goes better with barbecue than Bandito. I think they go together not only in name but also on the flavor profile. Nobody knows more about that than world champion pitmaster for Blues Hog Barbecue than Tim Scheer. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Dane, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning down there. I'm sure you're in your lab coat in the laboratory trying to plan out and strategize for the next great flavor, sauce, rub, you know, whatever it is that you guys are strategizing for Blues Hog.
No, I'm out here on the grind. I'm out here at Smoking on Main in Collinsville, Illinois, cooking a barbecue contest.
What?
Today. So, yeah, man, you know, I'm like you. I don't rest on Sundays. I just keep going.
Well, for the people, so we reach 38 states in Canada. I think Collinsville, Illinois fits within that map there. And so hopefully if someone hears this, they can come down and say hi to you now that you're, in addition to being a, you know, world champion pitmaster, now you're also a radio personality. I was excited to see, not only when you and Brother Dickie were here making headlines at Windy City Smokeout, but also that you are now in one of our more beloved grocery store chains. You're going to be at Mariano's.
Yeah, that's incredible for us, man. Like, you know, what do you think of Chicago and everything that's great about it? That's the number one store. So, you know, when they wanted to get us in there, I thought that was pretty legit, man. I was excited and we're happy about it, and we can't wait to bring our flavors to Chicago even more.
The portfolio is extensive. Is there any place, as different stores come on board, and we've seen it go from the beginning with you and Bill Arnold teaming up and you providing sort of that engine on the business side to help get the word out and share it and expand it. As a new store comes on, especially one as significant to the market as Mariano's here in Chicago, I mean, there's so many different products. Are there a couple that you start off with, say, hey, here's a few in this team photo for a starter kit, and then you expand from there? How do you decide what they get first?
Well, Dana, it's like picking your favorite kid. So it gets hard for me when they ask me which one I like the best. But, you know, we stay true to the OG, the original. The raspberry chipotle has been such a hit. We have to include that. And then the Champions Blend has been, you know, right up there with it. So it's actually probably our number one seller now, the Champions Blend is. So, you know, and there's a reason for that. It's what the judges love, and it's the most balanced sauce that you can use at home. So everybody just seemed to agree with it.
Now, when we talk about Blues Hog, and you and I have been on this and talked about it extensively, where are you guys located as far as, well, I don't want to say global domination. I know that you have cooked and done seminars around the world, but as far as like the place, I know in Walmart's, that's a huge footprint. And I know, think about this, and people that are hearing the sauces and the rubs, and of course, you don't eat lump charcoal, but you guys have made a big impact with that as well on the Walmart side. Like, what are some other places? Ace Hardware, for sure. I know my Ace. That's where I get a lot of my Blues Hog stuff. Where are you located in the area?
Yeah, we've been, I mean, obviously Walmart was a big pickup for us, and we're happy about that. And they've recently expanded into our seasonings and the charcoal and stuff like that, too. You know, Ace Hardware has been one of the biggest supporters from day one. So all their stores are owned independently, but, you know, I know we're in over 2,000 of their stores, and that's been a great partnership. You know, Steve Cross down there at Wanamaker's up in Chicago is freaking awesome. They got the biggest and best barbecue selection in the area by far. If you guys haven't been there, that's worth a trip over there. I'm obviously Mariano's now in your neck of the woods, but, you know, a lot of the larger grocery chains have been contacting us now. We got into Kroger and Publix and Hy-Vee and some of these other ones. So it's just been fun watching the brand grow. We always knew it was good. Like when Billy came to me, you know, I knew he had the best flavors in the world. Just needed that push, and that's what we've been trying to do for it.
Last thing, Tim, when you come to a competition like you are in Collinsville, Illinois right now, do people see you and feel threatened and intimidated and really get thrown off of their barbecue game?
You know, I'm like the biggest gentle giant you ever met, right, Dane? So I don't think they feel threatened. But they know we're going to have a good time. We're going to cook some good food, and either way, we're going to have fun here. So we had a blast yesterday and last night, and you know, it's just fun. I like to stay under the radar a little bit, man, and just be regular with everybody and have fun with everybody. So that's the best part for me.
So as we let you go, website, blueshog.com, or give the social media people to get more information and catch up and, of course, get all those products.
Yeah, at Blues Hog Nation on Instagram and Blues Hog on Facebook and everything. Just check us out, give us a like, and we'll try to share our love and passion with everybody.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim. We'll let you get back to it. We know the competition game is tough, right? You could do it with your eyes closed.
I got my chicken on, Dane.
say hello to Brother Dickie, and then I'll pass along your best to Jim Bob, who's going to be on with us in a second.
Oh, for sure. I'll tune into that. I got to see that.
So. All right. Thanks, Tim.
Take it easy, buddy.